broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
I want to tell you guys two stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Two different countries, two different continents.
Mm-hmm.
Two different scammers. So, in Atlanta, right, there's a guy named Brendan Dillard in the U.S., and this guy was posing as a dentist.
Okay.
So I don't know how, but he ended up on a reality show. And he was doing veneers for all sorts of celebrities. Then he became very famous. Social media popped off. And he got business to the tune of $4 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is, some people were happy with his work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I'm a happy customer. Other people started complaining. This guy was doing everything from removing braces, installing veneers, filling tooth fillings.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one guy's like, dude, I've got an abscess
mm-hmm.
after your work. Other people are complaining with their teeth are painful after the work, so they wanted to sue him. Now, as you can imagine, this got the attention of the Atlanta Journal Constructions and also a dentistry society.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, guys, what's going on? And then they went to court and they found that this guy does not have any qualifications. Proper, fully-fledged business, no qualifications. And so then they charged him 116 counts. One of the counts includes illegal possession of drugs.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because obviously, like, you got to put people under.
Yes, yes.
And then just, you know, fraud and all those things. So that's the one. Then it reminded me of another story, and I was like, I had to go back and search it.
Mm.
In 2023, October to be specific, in Kenya, there was a lawyer, Brian Mwenda, who was walking around claiming to be an advocate. And in fact, he appeared in the high court 26 times.
Oh, wow.
And he won all the cases.
Oh, wow.
Then he represented himself.
Oh, wow.
When he was arrested and won that too.
Oh, wow. Give that man his logic.
But he's not. That's what I'm saying.
Give that man his logic.
That's what I'm saying. You remember about, I think 2 months ago, we did a story about how in China, you're not allowed to be in social media and speak about anything regarding finance,
expert
law,
yeah,
politics, unless you have got
expertise,
a qualification. Now, the one guy, his work was shoddy, I understand. But the lawyer guy, Bafetsu, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong now? Leave that guy.
But my thing is that if you're that smart, like Uthulaini, just go and get the law degree. Clearly, you are that smart.
I don't want to do the education. I want to practice.
No, you can't take shortcuts here.
So, love you, Lani, did it?
Yes.
Here's the thing, right? So, the reason why qualifications are important is because it at least sets a baseline standard.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mpo comes to me and she says, I'm an architect, I don't know how good your work is. I don't know your experience.
Yeah.
But if you produce a qualification, I know, okay, you studied at WITS, you at least know what the fundamentals are.
Absolutely.
So at least we start from there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, everything else, okay, we can see while we work with you, right?
I'm a doctor wa manje, though. I'm a doctor wa ChatGPT, guys. See about them?
That's fine.
But I'm a doctor. Like, you know, I always help you guys consult. I knew you were
actually
gonna say that.
Actually, Julie is right. She always consults through her father's doctorate.
No. I learned through osmosis. I know the symptoms. It makes sense.
There you go. You know, Dr. Phil, that's how he became a psychologist.
Really?
His dad was a psychologist. And Phil, when he was younger, after school, he'd just go sit in his dad's office.
Yeah.
And his dad would be working with clients, obviously meeting up.
Yeah.
And so Phil would read all of his dad's books that were in the office.
Yeah.
And so when he finished high school, he was like, dude, I already know this stuff. I'm willing to try and pass. Or how about my psych degree?
Or at least there was some sort of...
Yeah.
But for me, coming back to the topic, I've always thought about going to a doctor. You know, you walk into the doctor's office, there's that certificate on the wall and whatnot.
Yeah.
But no one actually really does a background check.
Nobody verifies.
Nobody goes in there and says, okay, fine, I see your certificate. Can I see the background check? What? If there's like a little certificate there, I take whatever it is that you're going to tell me as the gospel truth, because I take it you went to school for this thing. But on the other hand, you could have gotten your medical degree after 20 years.
There was that fake doctor online. I've forgotten his name now.
Isn't it Dr. Lani?
Yes, oh, that, guy. Lani. Yes. That guy. Mm. People believed he was a doctor for real. Mm. Other stations, mm. other stations even interviewed him.
Because Ufana net doctorate, I mean, it's supposed to be what? 8 years?
Mm.
What if it took you 20 years to do it? It means, my brother, you were struggling. You've been really, really struggling.
No, it doesn't mean that.
No.
It means I've got 3 times the experience that where? Other people have.
Where?
But you know what? Ufana's right, though, about the, what you call it, the certificates on the wall. Yeah. They always just put them up. Even the bogus doctors, when see them on your third degrees, they have those papers up.
Mm.
But for me, it's about, like, you tell me about the lawyer guy.
Yeah. I feel like, look,
go to him.
Let me tell you guys. Let me tell you. I fully understand why qualifications are important. Yeah. We've discussed it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But this guy was doing the thing.
You see, that's the problem. Doing it right, it doesn't mean you're going to always get it right. It's more of the risk that you're doing.
But 26 straight.
Excuse me. And the financial implication if you get it wrong.
26 straight, though, he was winning.
Even lawyers who've gone to school and have the qualification, they lose some cases. So
Dalimpof has got 26 L's. 26 L's straight.
But Dalimpof is accountable to someone. They're not accountable to anyone. But you didn't have to say that.
Nah, he knows I'm joking. Well, I'm not joking about his record. So now let us know, what are your thoughts? Where would you go to the fake advocates? Like I said, appeared 26 times. Why were you Numjita? Would you have gone?
This is quite funny because we're speaking about the Kenyan lawyer scam and yesterday with my colleagues as was commissioning documents because we can't commission our own documents. And this Kenyan lawyer actually won a majority of his cases. And I just said, I'd probably just quit being a lawyer because then what was the purpose? I went and got a whole degree or degrees, wrote board exams, just to lose to someone who doesn't even have those qualifications. No, clearly, I don't know, it's just in my face.
Wee, 26 straight wins, bro.
Morning, Cesar and the team and the listeners. Now, there's actually a pilot who was
SAA.
Flying aeroplanes for years, for more than 20 years, without any aviation qualification. You can Google him. Thank you.
Yeah, I was working at SAA. In fact, my mom says you are retired. That's how no that is money, Bashazako. So he started flying during apartheid days. So yeah.
Oh, Cesar has no filter. But nonetheless, I have a question for Cesar. As much as you're saying this guy, Miyageli, this is what he does, he's too smart. Cesar, would you allow a doctor who was like that to actually operate on you? If you heard that a doctor was, you know, saving lives, never had deaths, you know, the most perfect person ever doing all these procedures, would you allow that kind of same doctor to actually operate on you or a family member?
Definitely not. I wouldn't. Because, you see, when it comes to doctors, it's a matter of life and death. But if somebody came to me and they said, dude, I'm not a certified builder, but then they took me to a mansion that they built, but he's not certified. Yo, why not? Build my thing, bro. I mean, I don't mind. Kukuletu in Windmill Park.
Hi,
what's up, Pila? Wena?
I wanted to make a reference to Isud, the series with Ohavi and Mike.
Mm.
I don't know whether you guys remember it, but
yeah.
Mike knew law like the back of his palm, and he was never, he didn't have a degree for law, but he knew it. Thank goodness he had the background because he could study it. But I mean, I guess sometimes he experienced Trump education. I mean, about a doctor that you know, they can heal you just by looking at you, just making the medication right without having them check you. But yeah, I mean, these things do happen.
Yeah, no, you're right. Now, let me tell you another story, right? Do you know a story about Ramanujan?
Mm-mm.
Ramanujan was a self-taught Indian mathematician. Literally, never went to varsity, but then wrote papers. Even went to the UK, proper, like, mathematician, like, yeah, published and everything. Self-taught. Now, what are you going to say? His math is adding up. Exactly.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much for that call. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I see you, sweet face. Yeah, I have
That's funny.
I mean, at this point, I don't know what's important.
My name is Zizwe and Tim. You know what? This topic is very important to us because it happened to me. I went to the doctor in Randburg, who's a female, and on a consulting room, I found a husband. I didn't know he's a doctor, and he said that he also in the medical field. So, no, I relaxed. And I told him my symptoms and stuff like that, what's going on. You know what the guy did? The guy was Googling in front of me. I'm like, what is going on? And then he gave me a prescription and stuff and that. And I went and I called my sister. And my sister is a doctor also, but she's living. She was at that time, she was living in another province. And I told him what happened. And then, you know what? These doctors, I do consult back with my sister. Every time when I go to the doctor, I just consult back. Mm-mm, because after that incident,
guys, just because a person is qualified doesn't mean they know everything. You could be presenting symptoms they've never seen before. There's also new diseases that come up every day.
Mm.
So they've got to look now and do their own research.
This is the world. Hey, if Umchita 126 cases is very good, but at the same time, show what there was because level am for support ever city matter we like busy. So what decided what I know it doesn't need the module. So hey, I am going to because now a taxi driver by driver without my license, I guess you only find out myself I'm missing you what Umchita driver and learners.
I was thinking about that, Brian in Dobsonville.
Hey, season well, good morning.
Yabo.
See, this thing, Mina, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
Somebody who's got guts, you know? Somebody who's very good in convincing people. Mina, I'll do it. Please, Mina, I'll convince people. Left, right, and center. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show over. Especially if you self-taught on something.
Yeah.
Just expand your expertise, man. Take it to the street. You know what I mean? And be profitable. I'm telling you. Let's do it. I see Lena,
I don't know what happened.
Salaries are not enough, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no, I hear you. I see na valo, like he is. Huh? Zero values.
Hi, guys. This thing about the lawyer guy. The lawyer guy, but I 100% I can go through. I mean, this guy has never lost, so there you can go. And then, love about doctor. Man, there's a whole lot of these people, man. We see a whole lot of presenters. Instagram certificate to my radio, so we know, man. So I sour, but the lawyer guy, I mean,
I get got the radio. I'm in the radio. I'm in the lang. I won a competition, MTV, Natoli Spani. Then there was that. Yabo?
What is that? Can you see I'm a short shot? Please, thank you. No, but guys, that's why there's a difference between a calling and careers. This is where now you separate the boys from the men, I think. Hey, those people are naturally talented. Let them be. I think.
Nela imzansi khona althaba ithola ukuthi ipractice iloy ingasi lawyer. I think ibekuse Pretoria. Yeah, mina ngaya kuye if ing desperate and anginamali ukuthola ilawyer eright mangibona ukuthi ha lo muntu lo uzongxeda. Then khona ni out le abayithola bekuyipilot for more than 15 years ispanel SAA inganama qualifications. So abanye abantu bayakhona ukufosta bayenze izinto zenze.
Yeah, the pilots one elikhuhla ngempela ibhano engadlali take off landing international trips everything ama Boeing. Hey
guys, Mina, there's certain profession I don't trust when you're under a certain age. I'm not seeing a doctor that's under 30. I feel like you are still learning. My doctor is like 65, 60, 67, actually. And I trust him with my life. The eyesight is going, he's shaking when he rides, but I trust that man with my life. There's just certain professions that you just feel comfortable with age. As for the lawyer who won all the cases, kudos, kudos. It reminds me of that series, Suits. where Harvey Specter hires the young guy because he know everything about law, but he was not a lawyer, but he did a good job. Sometimes it's what you know, hey, not the qualification. I'm just saying, Dr. Matthew Lani, just saying.
You know, guys, on my end as a legal practitioner, you can go on the Legal Practitioners Council website, the LPC, and you can search the person's name or surname or the province that they live in, and they'll tell you if they're an advocate or an attorney, if they're practicing, non-practicing, if they're on the practicing role, or if they've been suspended or removed as an attorney. So make use of that. And don't get scammed.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.